Jenkins and Alfred, Jenkins and Alfred, Jenkins and Alfred Show. What?
Jenkins and Alfred Part 863, Cave Cat Jenkins. In our last episode, there were philosophical questions about time. It was deep. In this episode, it's far less deep. Okay, dog, I know who I want to be for Halloween.
It's March.
Right, so?
Well, why are you talking about Halloween already? It's not even spring yet.
But it's March. Isn't it supposed to be spring? I want warm weather, dog.
Calendarly, not until March 21st or 20th or something. Which is also our aunt's birthday.
Oh, really?
Yeah. But really, where we live, it doesn't feel like spring until May.
Oh, that's depressing, dog. So while we're talking about far-off things, I know what I want to be for Halloween.
How do we get on Halloween again?
Because I was reading a book that maybe is a video game. I don't know for sure, because I don't know how to use Google properly. But I want to be Cave Cat Jenkins.
What is a Cave Cat Jenkins?
It's me, dog. I'm a cave cat.
What is a cave cat?
Okay. Do you remember from your history lessons the saber-toothed tiger?
Oh, I do. Good gracious, those things were ferocious.
Right. That was my great-uncle Henry.
What?
Yes, my great-uncle Henry was a saber-toothed tiger.
No, that's not far enough removed.
Are you sure? I'm pretty sure that's what I read.
Was there just one great?
One great, 15 greats. You know, it's all the same.
I beg your pardon, but it's not.
What do you mean, dog?
Give it a try. Just do one.
Great Uncle Henry.
Okay, now give it 15.
Great, 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 great Uncle Henry. Oh, I see what you mean there. There's a slight difference.
Slight difference? There's like, I don't know. I can't do that math. 300 years difference. That might not even be far enough.
Okay, whatever, dog. Point is, I'm related to the mighty saber-toothed tiger. I am going to be one of those for Halloween.
Okay, you do know, again, we haven't even reached the middle of March, and you're talking about your Halloween costume.
Why is this a problem for you, dog? In every other profession, if you try to plan something out 7 months in advance, it'd be like, oh, that cat's a genius for planning things out so early. We should hire him for all of our projects because he's such a good planner.
Or they could be like, why are you talking about stuff that's going to take you 2 weeks when you're 7 months out?
But I wouldn't want to work there, dog. They don't deserve me.
Okay, either way, why are you talking about it now, though? Because, and here's why I ask, I'm pretty sure next week you won't even remember cave cats.
How dare you, dog? I am a prince, descended from the mighty saber-toothed tiger.
I know, you may have descended from them, and even there I used may in quotation fingers. I just don't have fingers. You're going to be interested in something else next week.
What are you talking about?
Do you remember when the family watched Pirates of the Caribbean today?
First of all, it's the Caribbean. And second, yes, I do. I love that Jack Sparrow.
That's right. And in Pirates of the Caribbean, you noted that you wanted to be Jack Sparrow for Halloween.
I never said that.
I'm pretty sure you did.
When?
When we were watching it, and he rescued the people, and you were like, oh my gosh, for Halloween, I want to be Jack Sparrow.
Okay, that does sound familiar. But still, I am positive that I'm going to end up Cave Cat Jenkins for Halloween.
I love you, buddy, but an hour ago you wanted to be something else for Halloween, and then you changed your mind.
What's your point?
That who knows what you're going to want to be when you wake up tomorrow.
What I'm going to want to be? Did you learn English from the Spice Girls?
I don't know what that reference is for, but no. I learned it at Dog Training Academy for Dogs.
Oh, Lord in heaven. Okay, my point is, write it down, Cat Cave Jenkins, March, whatever today's date is, 2022. That's what I'm going to be for Halloween.
Okay, it feels like we should get a bet going.
Oh, dog, I don't bet. It's against my principles.
Since when?
Since I lost.
Wait, what do you mean?
I lose every time I gamble. Why would I want to gamble anymore? I'm just telling you, Cat Cave.
Okay, Do you remember the episode of Seinfeld we just watched where Kramer was like, I'm going to build my apartment a certain way. And Jerry says, I bet you won't. And he's like, deal. And then he said, I'm not going to do it. And Jerry goes, I won the bet. And Kramer's like, no, you don't win the bet because I decided I'm not going to do it. And Jerry's like, that's the bet. Yeah? Okay, that's like you and the cat thing in the cat cave. And you're not going to follow through with this, buddy. Okay, now you've stirred up my loins. I will be Cat Cave Jenkins. Do you mean Cave Cat? I don't know what I mean at this point, but I'm just going to do it to spite you. I don't even want to wear the costume anymore. I just want to win. I want to be right. Okay. What's the bet? Chuck? Yeah. Oh, my gosh. How long have you been standing on my butt? Literally the whole episode. In fact, most episodes I stand there because it's a pretty good place to stand where you can't see me. Son of a. Okay. What's the bet? Chuck, are you the witness? Yeah, I can take bets. I am a notary public. Oh, look at you always showing off with all your knowledge and your titles. I'm not showing off. I was trying to help you. Whatever. I'm going to be Cave Cat Jenkins for Halloween. Book it. What am I booking? The bet! Squirrel, come on! No, you have to give me some parameters, like what happens if you win, what happens if you lose, etc., etc. Oh. If I win, which I will, I have the dog feed me dinner every night for a month. Fair. And if I win, which you won't, if I win, which I will, then the cat has to refer to me as Sir Alaric the Professor for an entire year. Oh, good Lord, that's a long time. A year? Could we make it maybe a month? Nope. Sir Alaric the Professor for a year? What, are you scared you're not going to follow through? No. I will be Cave Cat Jenkins. Would you get the order right? Whatever! I will have lived in the cave and been a cat and descendant of the mighty saber-toothed tiger. Book it! Okay. Did you get that, Chuck? Yeah, I got it. So, if Jenkins wins, he gets dinner served by you, Alfred, every night for a month. And Alfred, if you win, Jenkins has referred to you not as dog, not as Alfred, not as hey you, but as Sir Alaric the Professor for an entire month. That is correct. Okay, well, we'll see if we're even still all here in 7 months. Okay, bye! The end.